And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. A Michigan man has entered a guilty plea to multiple probation violations following a court hearing. Alexander Michael Kloska appeared before the Honorable Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court on allegations of violating the terms of his probation. He was represented by defense attorney Jessica Risky, while the case was handled by prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski. During the hearing, Kloska admitted the three violations, the first being at an unapproved location on February 6th. The second involved his removal from a recovery court program on February 23rd due to rule violations. And the third involved contact by phone with an individual he was ordered not to contact. As part of the agreement, additional allegations, including claims of new criminal conduct in resisting or obstructing officers, were dismissed. The court found a factual basis for the plea and accepted it as knowingly and voluntarily made. Judge Prill ordered an updated pre-sentence report and scheduled sentencing for June 15th at 11 a.m. Bond conditions will remain in place until that time. In Huron County District Court, before visiting Judge Prill, Anthony Michael Lee was sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple probation violations. It originally came from a sentencing back in March of 2025 that was tied to an animal cruelty case. That case involved Lee moving out of his house, abandoning his dog locked in the house until the landlord found the dog in severe condition and got it to Thumb Animal Shelter just in time to save its life. Lee admitted to leaving Michigan without court permission, failing to complete the Thinking Matters program and required community service, as well as failing to pay court-ordered fines, costs, and restitution. During the hearing, defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara said Lee believed he had permission from probation authorities to travel out of state. Lee told the court he faced difficulties completing probation requirements, including problems obtaining community service documentation involving his ex-wife and issues related to tax funds for court payments. He also said he left Michigan to seek family support and avoid homelessness with his children. Probation officer Jesse Osentoski testified that permission to leave the state had not been granted, and discussions about Lee relocating occurred after he had already moved. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani argued Lee had made little progress since his March 2025 sentencing and noted an unpaid restitution balance of $840.50 owed to the Thumb Animal Shelter related to the abuse and neglect of his dog at the time. Defense counsel argued against jail time, citing Lee's remorse, employment status, and efforts to improve his financial situation. Judge Prill, after hearing that Judge Ferris had ordered Lee in March of this year to pay a minimum $25 a month to the outstanding financial obligations, revoked Lee's probation after finding that it had not been successfully completed. Lee was sentenced to 60 days in Huron County Jail with credit for 2 days served. The court ordered all remaining financial obligations to remain in effect, and Lee must report to jail by 4 p.m. on May 22nd, 2026, the same day as a scheduled motion hearing in Tuscola County Circuit Court, Family Division. And we'll be right back after this message now.
Sometimes, after service, it feels like every step we take sets us back.
I'm so sick of this. Yeah. I can't do this.
Like we're getting buried under the weight of it all. There's always a path forward. We just have to find it. Listen to stories from veterans who've been through similar challenges at MakeTheConnection.net.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.